Hello, Daniel. Yeah, great to be here.
Cannot wait
for this show to launch.
Oh, it's only a couple of hours away. So tell us a little bit about Holy Moly.
Holy Moly is extreme mini golf. So if you've ever been to like a putt-putt party, which were very popular in the late 80s, early 90s, you'll know that it can be quite frustrating when you've got to try and get your ball through the obstacles.
Yep.
Well, we go one step further in Holy Moly, where you not only have to get the ball through, but the players themselves then have to get through the obstacles too. And it was the genius of Greg Norman that thought, wouldn't it be great to not only get the ball through the obstacles, but get the players to have to navigate them as well. So we have this giant Holy Moly course with some of the most diabolical holes that you'll ever see. Giant windmills, fire-breathing dragons, a massive rotisserie chook, some live chickens, a great white shark, you name it, we have it on Holy Moly. And basically, eight players each night will fight it out to try and get to the final round. Once they get through the final round, they get the coveted plaid jacket, the golden putter, and a ticket to the grand final, which means that you get a shot at 100 grand.
Wow. Well, now, have you had a go at the course yourself?
Do you know what? I've walked the course, but I was happy to leave the navigation up to the players themselves. Aside from the fact that I was good at running in a straight line, not great at hitting a ball in a straight line.
Well, yeah, I'm the same, mate. When it comes to mini golf or even golf in general, as my listeners know, they know that I play a game where the club goes further than the ball.
Well, there's no better leveler than when you're on a mini golf course and you then get hit in the face with a dunny door or you get set on fire by a fire-breathing dragon. Or electrocuted, so which is in Franken Putt, which is another one of the holes. So yeah, it's do you know what? We had an amazing group of players come through because COVID didn't allow a number of pro golfers to go overseas and compete. So we've got a number of pro golfers, we've got some amateur golfers too, and then we have very average Joes, garbos, concreters, farmers. We've got a real array and depth of characters on the show for sure.
Well, that was going to be my next question, is to tell us a little bit about the contestants, but you've already done that. Is there anyone that sticks out in your mind, Matt, in relation to something quirky that we can look forward to tonight or maybe over the next couple of weeks?
There's a number of them.
Yep.
There's quite a few people that have some very leery outfits, everything from a Polynesian guy called Aki who wears a tutu. There's a dude that wears his budgie smugglers. We have a scary clown. We have a cowboy. We have AFLW coach from WA. We've got, a number of backgrounds that sort of stand out. We have a pilot. But there is one guy in particular that if you talk about golfing prowess, so a guy called James Carr actually played against Tiger Woods in the 2009 Australian Open in Melbourne.
Wow.
And it wasn't, if not for an injury to stop him playing golf, he'd probably still be on the PGA Tour. So look out for him.
Matt Shervington, commentator for Holy Moly on Prime 7, which gets underway tonight, joins us this afternoon on the home stretch. Now, Matt, if you can describe Holy Moly in just three words, what would they be?
Elite golf. This is not three words. Elite golf meets wipeout.
Yep.
Probably the best way to describe it. If you were going to use descriptive words, nail biting, scintillating, entertaining.
That all looks like a whole lot of fun. And finally, I need to ask the obvious question, Matt. I'm a size 52 when it comes to jackets, so I'm pretty good on the putt-putt course, you know, for that. So where can I get one of these prestigious gold jackets that you're going to be wearing, especially with that retro Channel 7 logo? I want one of them.
Yes. Oh, wouldn't you want one? They're the best. So we're only allowed to wear them when we're filming, and I keep asking, where's the mustard jacket? Where's my old-school Channel 7 jacket? And they say it's hidden safely somewhere in the Channel 7 wardrobe department. But if you want to win the plaid jacket, well, Daniel, you're going to have to sign up. Maybe season two. Do you know what? Let's start the campaign right now. Let's start season two and
why
we'll
not
get you on.
That sounds like a great plan. Now, I'm going to be signing up right now, and we need to be watching it tonight as well. Hey, Matt, really do appreciate your time. Good luck with tonight, but also tonight, as I say, but also in the future with the series.
Yeah, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy it.
It will be a whole lot of fun. Matt Shervington from Holy Moly, the commentator, joining us on the home stretch. It is Gold, Central Victoria.